Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It is the video clip everyone is talking about in Farmington this week. That is Farmington's Chevelle Shepherd, who has appeared on The Voice earlier this week and has gone on to the next level. And guess who joins us here in our visual radio studio? None other than Chevelle Shepherd. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. It's great to have you here in our studio. And this has been quite the week for you, as we've been talking about, right?
It's been crazy.
Crazy good, though.
Crazy good.
Okay. Very good. Well, on behalf of, I know, the entire community, congratulations
Thank
to you
so
and
much.
To your family of what you accomplished this week. And this actually was pre-recorded, right, as they do in commercial television. And so you had to keep this a big secret, right?
I did have to keep it a big secret, and it was really hard.
I would think so. But now you can talk about it, right?
Yes,
so that's why you're here.
Yes.
So give me a little bit of an idea of what was going through your mind, first of all, to get just on the show and get part of the blind auditions, and then to be on that stage with all these celebrities listening to you.
Well, I wasn't nervous at all. I was all just super excited. I have wanted this for a long time, so not a lot of nerves were going through my mind before or while I was performing, but whenever they started turning, I started getting more and more excited, even though I didn't show it, like, physically. Inside, I was really excited.
Okay. Well, and that's part of being a good performer, I think, to be able to just keep, the show must go on, right? No matter what's happening around you, right?
Yes.
With this stuff happening. And so, talk to me about when that first chair turned. What was your thinking?
Well, when the first chair turned, it was Kelly Clarkson. And I don't really remember if I opened my eyes and looked at her. I think I did. I'm pretty sure I did. And I just smiled real big. I was super excited. And I just kept on singing. And then more chairs kept turning. And I was just like, oh, this is so cool.
Very exciting. And then we saw your family watching, too. And, of course, they were excited for you.
They were super excited, very proud of me.
Yeah. And so give us an update on what's going on now. So you have picked Kelly, right?
I have picked Kelly Clarkson as my coach.
Okay. From the clip there, it didn't look like you were going to do that. It looked like maybe Blake was the in, but I don't know.
I know. My heart was set on Blake before I walked in because, you know, we share the same birthday, and we're both country, and I love Blake Shelton. But I had to go with my gut on this and what Kelly said, so.
Very good. And so tell us, kind of, I know you can't talk about what happens next necessarily in the show, but from this episode, now later on in the season, you can get invited back for the next round, right?
Yes. The next round is called the Battle Round. It's where you get paired up with another artist from the same team you're on, and you battle it out with song. And so that'll air in the next couple of weeks after all of the blind auditions have aired.
Okay. But that's where we may see you again.
Yes.
We probably will see you again.
You just have to keep watching.
You can't tell us if we will or not, but we probably will.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. Okay. Very exciting. Now, let me ask you a little bit about school and growing up here in Farmington and things like that, because I imagine, again, this week, you couldn't say anything to your friends at school until they saw the show on Monday.
Oh, I know. It was so hard. I had to wait to tell them I auditioned, and whenever I told them I auditioned, it wasn't really hard to keep the fact that I auditioned, but waiting for it to come on TV was even harder, so I just had to wait to tell them who my coach was and if anyone turned, but I was so relieved to finally be able to tell everyone.
Right, and what was their reaction? I bet they're thrilled for you.
They're super excited. My whole school is really excited, very supportive. They want me to sing at football games and stuff like that, so they're just really supportive. Everyone at school is just great.
Very exciting. And talk to me a little bit about singing, because this has been something you said. This has been your goal for a long time, to be able to sing professionally and be on television and do all these things that you are now being able to do. So talk to me a little bit about when you started singing.
I started singing when I was 2 years old. The first song I learned was Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood, and I'd sing that all the time until it was just till I thought it sounded good. And my sister sang and my mom sang, and I always wanted to be like my older sister. So I kept singing and singing and working on it, and finally here on Kelly Clarkson's team on The Voice, which is still crazy that that's coming out of my mouth. But
right.
Yeah.
It's hard to hear yourself say it out loud because it's true.
It is very hard.
But very exciting. And so country music, why country music? Why not something else?
I love country music. Country music is my favorite thing to sing. I sing other genres, but country is where the path I want to go. And so country I can just relate to and put my emotions in, and it has a lot of heart. It tells a story. And I love that I can sing the story to people and they can also relate to it as well. So that's why country music.
Okay. And tell me what you think, what you hope comes out of this whole experience.
Out of this experience, I want to build my career because I want to be a country musician, a country singer, and I want to like start making my own albums, writing my own music. I want to be on TV, go to the CMA Awards, sing at the Grand Ole Opry. I have a lot of visions I want to pursue. So
that's very exciting, but it's a lot of hard work at the same time, isn't it?
It is a lot of hard work.
But you've got it. You're ready.
I'm ready. Just have to keep working, and hopefully I'll just keep progressing.
Okay. Well, Chevelle, thank you for coming in this morning. Much good luck to you on the show, and we'll have you back so we can find out how it goes.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. Chevelle Shepherd, my guest here on KSJE, Farmington's contestant on The Voice, which is on NBC. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.